get up and we can do one inch. We have to understand that we need to hear we have a bunch of And the only opportunity to get out is to accept Krishna consciousness and surrender to Krishna, become his devotee. There is no other way we can get out of this material nature. Not by jnana, not by yoga, not by austerity, not by sacrifice, not by any other means. The only means is actually by pure devotional service, which means by being surrendered to Krishna, by surrendering to Krishna. And this opportunity comes only when you get the human form of life. Not only the animals don't have this opportunity, or lower species of life do not have the opportunity, even the higher species, like the demigods, they also do not have the opportunity to get out. In order to get out of the material nature, one has to give the human form. And why? Because when we get the human form, then we get the opportunity to serve, to become a devotee of Krishna. Then only we get a chance, opportunity to become a devotee of Krishna and surrender unto him. Demigods can become devotees, but the thing is that they do not have the opportunity to get out. From heavenly planets you can't get out. It's only through the earth planet that you can get out. So even a demigod, if he has to get out of the material nature, he has to be born as a human being, or he will have to wait till the ultimate annihilation. Then they can. If they are pure devotees, then they can. Because they don't have the opportunity to change their body like that, as we have. We can give up our gross body, and the soul can go back to Godhead. Demigods don't have that opportunity. So here's the opportunity that is even rarer for demigods. Now we got this opportunity. And what is this opportunity? Like, one may say, well, my goal of life is to make some nice arrangement for this material, in my situation, the material nature, take care of my family, take care of my relatives, take care of my friends, take care of my other responsibilities. But those responsibilities will come and go. Like, we have taken birth in so many different forms, and we have those responsibilities. We have fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, friends. Where are they today? We don't even know them. We don't even remember that we had those relatives and relations. So we have to remember that the main business is to get out of this material nature. Or at least we can say main business is to create some opportunities for our next life. Even if we cannot get out of the material nature, but at least we can make some little progress towards that objective. We can also, just common sense, we can use our common sense and consider, like, what will happen when we die? What will happen when we die? Will anything help me? My money, my relatives, my friends, my influence, my name and fame, will they be of any use at that time? No. None of them will have any opportunity, none of them will be able to help us by any means. The only thing that can help us is our relationship with Krishna, which begins with our surrender. You surrender, then Krishna will accept you. Krishna wants to accept that. But the consideration is whether we are prepared to offer ourselves to Him. If we don't offer ourselves to Him, Krishna will not accept us. Krishna is okay. If you want to spend time in the material nature, go ahead. Spend all your time here. You have the freedom. Spend all your time here. But the question is, do you really want to do that? An intelligent person will consider that, no, I don't want to waste my time in this material nature. Let me get out. And the only way is to by being surrendered to Krishna. Now, being surrendered to Krishna means offering everything to Krishna. Offering ourselves to Krishna. That's the beginning of it. Now, when we say self, me, then we have to consider that it should include everything that I have with me. Everything that I am thinking is mine, I have to offer that to Krishna. We can't say, I will offer myself to Krishna, but everything else will remain for me. No. Now, that's cheating. Anyway, one may not be able to offer everything straight away, but always remember that that is the ultimate point. The ultimate point is yourself including everything. Ultimate point is everything, in yourself. And before yourself, finally it comes to yourself, it also must include everything that you have. Why? Because if you think that something belongs to me, then that much you are not offering to Krishna. So, prepare yourself. And ultimately, when you have to offer everything to Krishna? At the time of death. Right? At the time of death, everything will be taken away from you. Therefore, before you come to that point, offer everything to Krishna, including yourself. And so begin with that. Just at least in prayers, you say, Krishna, I belong to you. I am yours. And that is the beginning of spiritual life. And the real initiation is this. The beginning or real beginning of spiritual life is this. Krishna, I belong to you. And I am offering myself to you. Gamanayan, you can, later on sometimes you can explain it to them, translate it to them. Then it's recorded, maybe you can read that and explain it to them. Anyway, so all of you got your recommendation from your temple. Get ready for initiation. So, you have some problem shaving your head. Okay, so clip your head. It's alright. The way it is. Shave up. Subodh, any problem shaving? No problem. Rajiv? So, shave up. So, so tomorrow, I think the initiation ceremony will start around 10 o'clock. They'll rush tomorrow because there is the whole day is fasting. So there is no breakfast and also. We will see when we can start the program tomorrow. Tentatively 10:30. What time did we decide? 10:30 or 11? Okay.
Not before 10.
So maybe 10:30 maybe. Because the Arati Kirtan will go on at least till 9:30 tomorrow. Deity greetings will be at 8:30. And so become very good devotees. Always remain loyal to the institution of ISKCON. Which means your loyalty to ISKCON means your loyalty to Prabhupada. And I am giving you initiation on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, on behalf of ISKCON. I am representing ISKCON, and as a guru I am representing ISKCON to you. Your real loyalty should be to the institution of ISKCON. Become vivid, become very loyal to ISKCON. Offer yourself to ISKCON. Why? Because ISKCON is the arrangement of Srila Prabhupada to take everybody back to Godhead. Whoever comes to ISKCON will get a chance to go back to Godhead. This is Srila Prabhupada's most wonderful arrangement. You will notice so many devotees, those who are good devotees, very exalted devotees, very senior devotees. But when they left ISKCON, what happened? You will see, or you may have seen already, when they leave ISKCON, their spiritual life is affected. But those who are in ISKCON, even though they may not be very advanced, but their spiritual life is going on, carrying on. Like year after year, they are still practicing their spiritual life and making spiritual progress. So this is the secret for all of us. Stay in ISKCON, your spiritual life will be saved. Leave ISKCON, you'll fall in the lap of Maya. So, okay, get ready for your initiation tomorrow, and this is the beginning, not the end. Don't think now I got initiated and now I achieved my goal. No. The initiation is actually the beginning. Now you got admitted. Now you got admitted to the university, the spiritual university called ISKCON. Now what should you do after you get admission? Do you think now your mission is complete? No. When you get admission in a university, then it begins, your study begins. You had been around ISKCON, but you are not admitted. Now you are admitted. Now you are enrolled. You are officially enrolled. So now study very nicely. And year after year, get promoted. Till you go back to Godhead. Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any question? Mayupriya, you understood everything? Okay. Then why did you bring Jamuna? To recommend for her sannyas. Vidhu Tama, everything's all right. Okay. Ganganayan spoke to you. They had a temple. Some devotees in the temple had some points. So he conveyed to Ganganayan. Follow their instructions. And there, there is no harm. I mean, you have been initiated by Ananda Mahima. Anyway, yeah. You see, she was not a devotee. She was a nice lady. I used to know her also. A nice lady. But she was not a devotee. She was more of an impersonalist. Prabhupada said she was an impersonalist. And so impersonalism is not the ultimate. So she brought you to the platform of impersonalism. Now you go to personalism, Krishna, promotion. Right? By being connected to Krishna, you are being promoted. And also become a very good devotee of God. Okay? Patrick, you understood everything? Dr. Patrick?
Yes, what we can put the
points.
Important things.
Yeah, good. Right. And how old are you now?
64.
Oh. We are the same age. We are the same age, yeah. Good.
He's tiny point.
Huh?
He's tiny point.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it's always the time. Always is the right time when you join. Some join early, some join late. Doesn't matter. It's never too late for Krishna consciousness. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Gauri Srimanandi. Srila Prabhupada Ki.